Smoking is the fourth leading cause of accidental death. I'm Arthur Lee, inventor and CEO of LifeVac, a life-saving airway clearance device which has saved over 1,300 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that could save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code LIFE to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net, promo code LIFE.
WREB, I'm joined by Karen Martolio from Mental Health America of Putnam County. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Bella. And how are you? Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So what are we going to be talking about today?
MHA is Mental Health America, and we're of Putnam County, so we're a local affiliate. And so we have decided to kind of split the year up into quarters and have some focuses so that we aren't kind of just all over the map. We know that there's so many mental health concerns out there. And so the first quarter of 2024, the focus is depression. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that condition today, and then also plug an event that's coming up, and it's called our Candid Conversations. So each quarter we're going to be having a gathering where the community can come. It's actually going to be over the dinner hour, and anybody who RSVPs can get a box dinner for that as well. It's going to be at the public library. That's going to be Tuesday, February 27th. So it's about a month away. And we just have some local experts that are going to be there. Lauren Nassario Smith, who's a local psychologist, Scott Hamilton, who's a counselor at DePauw, and then Kathy Asbell, who just got elected to city council. Mm. She's an educator. She's been in Greencastle education system for decades, I believe. So some really great voices of our community of just talking about that mental health condition. It's just about living with depression.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds wonderful. And I think it's such a good way to do it, too, like splitting it up into quarters. Just seems like, because, you know, like, it's easy to talk about something and then as it's just kind of like a one-off. But when you take that whole quarter to really focus on it and, like, talk about it and spread awareness for it, I think it's so much more effective.
I think it is. And, you know, we've talked about one of the types of depression, which is seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we've kind of gotten over that hump. Well, maybe not. But, you know, we know that there's different flavors of it out there, too. So
yeah,
that's just like an example.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So I guess let's start by talking a little bit about, like, the depression basics.
That sounds great. Bella and I are actually looking at a really great flyer that we have. It's from the National Institute of Mental Health, or ironically, they abbreviate it NIH, which I guess is kind of good because
yeah,
it is just health, right? So it just goes over that, you know, if you feel sad, empty, hopeless most of the day, nearly every day, you know, have you lost interest in pleasure in your hobbies or being with friends and family? And this is another one that I discovered in college when I was in a certain position where we had to, like, observe human behavior. But, you know, are you having trouble sleeping, eating, functioning? So if you felt that way for at least 2 weeks, you may have depression, and it's a serious but treatable mood disorder.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, I feel like not everyone has depression that manifests in the same way.
Exactly. That is
but
such a great
observation.
But I
do think that for the most part, if you have one of these things and it's causing concern for you, you know that it's not the normal way that you feel, it might be worth it to look into, just because I always feel like you should be safe rather than sorry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because it's so much easier to treat. Like, the sooner you get treatment, the much better you feel.
Right. And, there is that analogy to physical health, and obviously there is that correlation. But, yeah, I mean, if you have a cut on your hand and it's just not healing, you know, you do something about it. And this is the same kind of, depression is a really great analogy to that, right? I mean, if you just can't shake it, like, you have, you know, feeling of gloom and there's nothing that you are able to normally do, then that might be an indication to you,
yeah,
kind of like
sure,
that cut. Wow, I might need to, like, see somebody or maybe do some tactics, right?
Yeah.
Of what can help. You know, and everything, there are so many different things that can cause depression. There's biological, like, some people, they're just wired to have, you know, that they're they're more susceptible to that. There's certain brain chemicals or those neurotransmitters. And some people with depression may have too little, too much of those. Cognitive is another type of depression. So, people with negative thinking patterns or low self-esteem are more likely to develop clinical depression. And I guess I could back up to clinical depression is when, you know, you can go through a series of questions and see like, yeah, this is something that I should be more concerned about. And talking about that, one of the other reasons I'm really proud of being part of MHA is they have a tool online and there are screenings, and there's one of them that's really popular is our depression screening. And it's a great way just to kind of go through these check marks and see like, I am sleeping an awful lot, you know, and I don't take pleasure in things but there might even be other questions that you wouldn't think, oh gosh, is that a sign of depression? I didn't even think of that. So I love screenings because they really give you a window into a deeper understanding of what, you know, the mental health conditions are that are out there. And then they also kind of give you, MHA's website is really good. We're kind of reading from some of that today on, like the causes, types of depression and symptoms. So we'll kind of go through some of those here, but I highly recommend that people, if you're feeling any of these, just go online. It's free. It's totally confidential. And you can kind of get a better handle on, is this something like, you know, this gash on my hand, is this something that I really need to go see a doctor or no, starting to heal now. I'm okay. You know,
For sure.
It'll kind of give you a little bit of guidance as to whether it's something that you should see a professional about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, a couple other quick things, some depression is co-occurring with other illnesses. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and even hormonal disorders, right? Depression is a component of that. I had a family member who had a chronic condition, and it was, this was in the 80s, and they were like, yep, you'll be depressed. It's depressing to have a chronic condition.
So, right?
But there are things that we can do about it. Now I think we realize that it is that, it's a co-occurrence so that we can treat both at the same time now. Whereas before it was just like, sorry about your luck.
Right. It was, you've just got it harder than most.
Right. Exactly. And I think now there's definitely mechanisms that people can employ to help with that.
For sure.
The next one is medication, and I know that can be helpful. Some people think, well, I don't want to take drugs, and I make the analogy, people don't fault another person for being on insulin if they're diabetic, right? There's no shame in that. And if you have a chemical imbalance, and it may just be temporary, get you back on track, right? I'm not a medical or mental health professional, but I know enough to say, you can have help with that, right? One of the other solutions is counseling, and counseling can help you manage, help you notice what those triggers are, help you manage your reaction to situations. And that can be the powerful tool that you need to make it, to make you able to live with the condition.
Yeah.
So,
and honestly, I feel like even if you're like a little hesitant to try counseling, I do think that just having someone to listen to you and give you that feedback from like a professional standpoint, because like, I'm not going to lie, if someone came up to me and was like, hey, my car's making this weird noise, why do you think it's doing that? I'm going to be like, I don't know. Why are you asking me? Go ask someone who knows cars. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah. I think it's just so helpful to get that kind of feedback from someone who has seen it before or has experienced similar things to what you're going through now. And it's just important to have that kind of open communication with someone in your life.
I totally agree. And not to discount that, friends, family, people who you can really connect with can be a big aid in that. I mean, that can be if what you needed is you've just been isolating yourself and you need that social connection.
That support system,
that might be your solution. But if it's something more, you're right. You know, finding somebody to really talk to and help you analyze, is this something that I really need to be concerned about, can be the, you know, all the all the difference in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the silver linings about COVID is there are many online options, yes. Right? Now there are, therapies that you can do, you know, online that before weren't allowed, right?
Yeah.
Across state lines, there was, you know, like licensure and this, you know, other thing, but especially something as basic as depression, which is like the most diagnosable mental health condition. And, you know, we're talking about like clinical depression, people who really do need a professional, you know, help with their situation. It's just so wonderful. You have so many options now that you just didn't even have 4 years
right ago.
So it can be, it's a hopeful time.
Yeah, it's more accessible than ever, I think.
Exactly. So, well, great. I know we kind of talked about a couple of things, but I just wanted to go to about the symptoms, just that persistent sadness or anxiousness or like an empty mood. And the one that I know I had known and learned about in my 20s when, you know, sleeping too much or too little, you know, in the middle of the night or early morning waking. So that can be one. Weight fluctuations, right? Either reduce in appetite or loss or increase in appetite and weight gain. You know, restlessness, irritability. Fatigue or loss of energy, I think, is also a very common trait, right? Feeling guilty, hopeless, or worthless. Those are all, those are just their signs, right? There's indications that, hey,
something's not right.
Right, something's not right. And you don't have to be like this. I think that's the other part of it, right?
Yeah.
So there are solutions to this. So that'd be really great. And, you know, I'm kind of glancing at my notes here. One thing that I think is so great is depression is very treatable, right? The overwhelming majority of those who seek treatment show improvement. So, you know, there's a combination of different treatments out there. There's psychotherapy, you know, and other counseling. There's medication. Again, back to the diabetes, like, you know, analogy, like, don't fault people for taking medication to help them with their moods. This is something that modern science has afforded us. We don't fault somebody for suffering. We don't fault somebody for taking Advil for a headache. So, you know, let's put, you know, the medication in its place that, yes, this can be an aid, you know. So, and
for
the,
sure.
the professionals will help you through that. Let's all remember that is a viable solution for people who really do struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so, is there anything else you wanted to share this morning?
Just that our website has great information and links to other resources in our area. That's mhaopc.org. And then, again, just mark your calendars for February 27th when we're having our discussion with local experts at the public library. I'll actually go back to my office now and make that our splash screen. And it does come with a free box dinner if you RSVP before a week before the event. So
awesome. Well, really, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you chatting with me, Bella. Thank you so much.
Giant FM.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.